This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Vermont resident Mark Wasko is an art enthusiast and collector, and he's been busy. Since he began collecting art objects in 1998, he's amassed over 15,000. Mark is here today to talk about the collection and the portion of it that's been curated and is on exhibit now at the Amy E. Tarrant Gallery next to the Flynn Theater in downtown Burlington. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So your art collection has a name. It's called the Wascomium. And it's so vast that it's currently housed in 9 undisclosed locations in 2 states. What's it really like?
It's a rather eclectic collection. It's not focused on prints, for example, or photographs or paintings. I have everything from traditional paintings to sound installations. Mm. I even have some olfactory art. So, it is not... basically, if I see something that I don't have that I'm interested in and I can afford it, I usually will buy it.
Do you have a favorite?
I love it all. If I had a major fire, I would run in and save everything. And it'd probably be the last time anyone saw me.
Did you ever collect things as a kid?
I started collecting rocks and minerals when I was about 3. And then I started collecting seashells when I was about 4. And then I started collecting actual invertebrate specimens, like bugs, when I was 5. And that was my original career, actually, was as an entomologist. And right now, there are about 48 categories of things that I collect, of which art is one.
What sparked you to start collecting art?
I was on a date, and the person I was having the date with and I decided we would visit the Art Hop. This was in September of 1998. And the date wasn't so great, but the art was terrific. And it was like a good inoculation. It stuck.
Do you remember the first art object you purchased that started it all?
It was done by a woman named Gretchen Whittier. It was a little table that had been overlaid with cigarette butts, cigarettes, and matchsticks laid out in precision formation and held in place through resin.
The name of the exhibit that's at the Tarrant Gallery is the Wascomium, Where the Art Stops. It stopped because it found you and found your collection?
Yes. I mean, it stopped because I trapped it. And one of the lines on my art business card says, the art stops here. And it is an allusion to the fact that one of the points of the collection is that if you saw something particularly interesting over the past 10 years, 15 years, and you said, wow, that was a great piece. Hopefully you could visit my collection and revisit the piece in it that I had found, trapped, and displayed.
Is it all local or is it?
It's not all local, but it is very Vermont-centric.
What do you hope people who go see the exhibit at the Tarrant Gallery walk away with?
An understanding of the difference between original visual art and reproduced art. It's pretty common for people to have a picture of something that's well-known, like the Mona Lisa, in their kitchen, and then they may think that they have the same impact that they would have in the presence of the original, and it's just not the case. So that's one thing. The second thing that I would hope is that people recognize it's not important to buy well-known art, that you can buy art that you're not familiar with, and it'll give you just as much pleasure. And the third thing is that often by doing that, it makes it easy for anyone to buy art, and there's not this inherent limitation that people assume that you have to be wealthy to buy art. I am not wealthy. I am certainly less liquid than I would be if I hadn't collected art, but I'm not wealthy, have never been wealthy, and because of this, probably never will be wealthy. And so I think it's really imperative for people to realize that for the same kind of money that they spend on any weekend going out or going to have a fine dinner, and I'm not suggesting people not do those things, but sometimes you can alternate. You could have the artwork on your wall or on a pedestal in your home or on a nightstand forever and have a source of inspiration and enjoyment that would be with you for as long as you wanted it to be. I also know there are people that sometimes won't go or will never go to galleries or museums because they feel that they don't have the secret handshake or that it's a place where people will be difficult or diffident or elitist, and that's certainly not the case. I would urge people that normally would not go to something like this to surprise yourself and go, it will really, potentially, could be a life-changing experience for you.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The Wascomium, Where the Art Stops, is currently on display at the Amy E. Tarrant Gallery in downtown Burlington.